Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
Good morning, Insights into Insurance listeners. I am Tom Sorensen, Agency Director of Americana Insurance Group.
And I'm Jenny Mikulski, Account Manager of Americana Insurance Group.
We are out at the six best days of summer, Jenny.
That's right, 138th Freeborn County Fair.
Every year we come out to the fair and ask fair attendees insurance questions.
We call this show Fair Questions at the Fair.
Yep, we do it every year, Jenny. And Jenny, we better go see how well our listeners have been listening to our weekly show. It's every Saturday at 8:45 a.m., and let's go test their knowledge, Jenny.
Let's go.
Jenny Mikulski and I, Tom Sorensen, Agency Director at Americana Insurance, are out here, and we got the Nordlands.
Thane and Becky.
Holy smokes, my mind went blank there for a second. So Thane and Becky, and we're going to ask them some fair questions at the fair. And we're going to ask them an auto insurance question, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you win... and you can talk this over, okay? If you win, you each get t-shirts, Americana Insurance t-shirts. One like I'm wearing today, just maybe not as wrinkly.
Okay.
When someone buys a new vehicle, they can add what coverage to their auto insurance in order to protect them from owing more on the auto loan than what the car is worth? It's multiple choice.
Okay.
A, is it comprehensive?
Right.
B, collision, C, gap insurance, or D, liability insurance.
Gap.
Oh, you're not even going to talk it over with her. No? You know?
Pretty confident.
You know this. You're confident. Well, ding, 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 ding. You are correct. Good job. So we get to give you both a couple nice t-shirts. So Thane was saying, hey, nice t-shirt. And I said, well, you want to win one? So this is how he gets it. So thank you, guys. Take care. Have a great fair. We're out at the Freeborn County Fair, 138th annual. Is that correct, Jenny?
That's correct.
138 years. That's about, 10 years after you were born, right, Odine?
It's a little more than that, yeah.
A little more than that. I got Odine Jurdy here with me, and he's sitting at the Land Pros booth here, because he's the one that helps and... sell and buy land, right, for people?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. What we do.
Yeah, agricultural?
Agricultural, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, we are going to ask Odine a fair question at the fair about insurance, okay? So if he does answer it correctly, he's going to get a Americana Insurance t-shirt, okay? You know, might want to cover up that Land Pro shirt then. I'm sure Greg would like that.
I don't know if he'd like it. I don't think he'd care for that at all.
I'll just buy him a cowboy hat and he'd be okay.
Yeah,
so anyway.
Probably could use one of those again.
He could use one of those?
Yeah.
So, okay. Odine, if you have $1 million in farm personal property, basically machinery and equipment, but only insure at a value of $500,000. So you have $1 million worth of farm personal property, but insure it for $500,000. What could happen if you have a large claim like a machine shed fire and almost lose it all? A, would you receive the full $500,000 that you insured? B, would you receive $1 million because you had at least 50% insured? C, would you receive $750,000, which is basically half of your insured amount and what you had, or D, would you incur a co-insurance penalty?
What was A?
You would receive the full $500,000 that you were insured for.
I don't think that works either. I'll go with A though.
A?
No. I was looking at thinking. That last one you mentioned, what was that?
That would be that you would incur a co-insurance penalty.
Okay. I'll do that. I think that is the correct answer. But
I think you are right. So wow. Ding, 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 ding.
Wow, I can't
yeah,
believe it.
Yeah, yeah. You get that. These are some tough questions, Odin. So
yeah.
Yes. So in a situation like that, Odin, the farmer had $1 million of farm personal property. Insurance companies require at least 80% of that value to be insured. This farmer was insured at $500,000. So you take $500,000 and divide it by $800,000, which is 80% of $1 million. Well, that's 62%. So he was insured at $500,000. So guess what? Out of a whole $1 million loss, he's going to get $310,000. Plus his deductible will be taken off that. That wouldn't make a farmer very happy, would it?
No, it wouldn't.
That is why you need to keep up on your farm machinery list, people. Just because of that. And I bet you know a little bit about farm machinery.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, you have. You've been around and farmed a long time, Odin. Yeah. Well, I want to say thank you for your time, and we'll give you your gift of that shirt so that you can put over Greg's Land Pro shirt. So
okay.
Thank you.
All right. I am in the St. John's booth with Kathy Woodside. And we have a homeowner's question for you. It's not multiple choice, but I have faith in you that you can do it. Okay?
Wait a second.
Sounds
now,
good.
What are we doing here at this booth?
We are having a spinny wheel and prizes and sharing information about our senior living community. We have a prize giveaway, a beautiful plant from Addie's Floral, and information on employment.
So okay, do you got a discount for rooms for me?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh,
that's okay. Not how that
all
works.
Right. Sorry.
You had to
I
ask.
Thought I would ask.
You had to ask.
You know, I'm looking.
Maybe he's planning for his
planning
future.
Planning ahead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, Kathy, are you ready?
I am.
Okay. What homeowner's liability claim averages $49,025 per claim? So liability is when you have an injury. So what could cause an injury to somebody else that doesn't live in your home that could rack up a large medical bill?
Breaking your leg or spraining your ankle?
Okay. Think animal.
Oh, a dog bite.
Yep, she got it.
Ding,
she
ding,
got
ding.
It.
Yes.
So dog injury claims that can include dog bites or knocking down children, the elderly, bicyclists. About 4.5 million are bitten every year in the United States. And 33% of homeowners' liabilities claims come from dog injuries. And Americans own 85 million dogs. Do you own a dog?
I own two dogs.
You own two dogs. What breed?
Chocolate Labs.
Oh,
so there's 85 million two.
Two, 85 million two. All right, so you get to pick a t-shirt from us today. And
you.
Also our appreciation for being on our radio show.
Excellent, thank you.
Give
thank
Kathy, you, Kathy a call for St. John's if you need anything.
Have a great day, thank you.
Thanks.
Someone you can rely, who's always on your side. That's why there's Nationwide. That's why there's Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Nationwide helps protect people, families, businesses, and futures. At Americana Insurance Group of Albert Lee and Wells, we can help determine which protection is right for you. Visit www.americanainsurance.com to learn more. Americana Insurance. We're the A-Team.
Well, Jenny, we've had some fun so far.
We have.
And now we got one of our favorites.
Yeah, absolutely one of our favorites.
His name is Curtis Peterson. Curtis Peterson, how are you doing today?
Great.
Well, good to hear. You're here at the Gideon's booth.
Right.
Tell us what you do.
We hand out Bibles to anybody that want one, and they're free.
And they're free, aren't they?
Yeah.
And do they still hand them all out at the hotels, the motels still too?
Right.
Okay.
We go around to the motels and hotels and make sure they've got enough.
You know, and I've heard some incredible stories about Gideon Bibles from situations just like that where people are down and out and they open up one of those and it changes their life. So Thank you for doing that, Curtis. Okay.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yes. And now, on to something. I mean, this is really important here, Curtis. This is a trivia question about insurance to win a t-shirt. Do you think you can do that?
Yes.
You think so? All right. I think you can too. Okay. What type of auto theft on average cost $1,940 a claim on the average? Is it A, a cell phone, B, catalytic converter, C, personal belongings, or D, radio and stereos?
B, we hear that being stolen all the time.
You probably heard my radio show about it here a few weeks ago. You're correct there, Curtis. You're going to win yourself a t-shirt. Yes, from 2019 compared to 2021, catalytic converter theft has risen not 173%, but 1,173%. You must have comprehensive coverage to have that covered if somebody steals it. So liability only won't cover it. And the war in Ukraine is only making it worse because the precious metals that are used in those catalytic converters, most of them are manufactured and shipped from Ukraine and Russia. So that's also causing an increase in rise in theft because they're worth more now. So, Curtis, well, you have a great time at the fair. Keep handing out these Bibles. And Jenny, you got anything more for Curtis?
I don't think so. Thank you for doing this with us.
You're sure welcome.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. Here we are again. Now, I got a special, special guest here. So what did you, became what, Senior Citizen of the Year worldwide or?
Outstanding Senior Citizen in Freeborn County for 2022.
Oh, outstanding. Okay.
Outstanding, yes.
Well, I'm with Jim Munier, Jenny. Okay. He's a former teacher of mine. Okay.
Oh boy. You had your work cut out for you.
I just got out of the insane asylum 3 weeks ago.
That's exactly right. That's what I was just going to say. Well, so now the student is going to ask the teacher a question.
This is a setup.
Now, I'm told that he listens to our program every Saturday.
Well, he's an outstanding citizen.
He should.
Good point. Good point. Yeah. Okay. So now we're going to see if he listened. Okay. Like I did so intentively in high school. So, all right. So let me see. I better pick out a nice easy one for him.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Mr. Munier.
Sure.
Name three factors that can reflect an increase or decrease on auto insurance premiums.
Past history.
Like driving history?
Yeah, driving history. Say that again. Repeat that.
Name three factors. There's a lot of factors that can reflect an increase or decrease on auto insurance premiums.
Oh, yeah. Past history, number of times you've been stopped.
Yep.
Perhaps the number of claims you've made.
Those are all three good ones.
Hey, I was listening for a change.
Yes.
What do I win here?
And I don't even... Here, I was hoping you were going to get it wrong because I was going to say, well, thank God I only had study hall with you. So, anyway, you win a t-shirt.
Whoa,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. So some of the other possible answers were credit score, age...
Okay.
Makes sense. You know, back when you were like 20, you probably were a hellion on wheels.
Oh, I sure was.
Yeah. Accidents, well, we had that. Gender. Did you know that gender can mean something?
Males are discriminated against.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, insurance is the most discriminatory thing out there, you know.
But they get away with it.
They get away with it. Where you live.
That is true.
And how you use your cars.
There you go.
Okay.
Work or pleasure, right?
Work or pleasure.
Number of miles you drive.
Absolutely.
To and from work.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah,
look at that. He's teaching our listeners as we're going.
Maybe I get a job here somewhere.
Hey, we're hiring.
All right.
Good to see you. Thanks, Jim.
Hey, take care.
Well, we're out here again at the 138th
Freeborn County Fair, the 6 days of the best 6 days of summer. Best 6 days, Jenny. Okay, Jenny, we're here with Dale and Lori Overland. Well, I have known one of them all my life and the other one almost close to all my life. We're here to see if they can win a t-shirt, Jenny. So I'm going to let you do the honors of asking them the question.
All right. Sounds good. You can talk together on this. It doesn't have to be a one-person show here. Name two components out of the four that I will list of a homeowner's coverage policy.
No, you don't list them.
Oh,
you just have to
need to name two. I'm sorry. I didn't understand that question, I guess.
Yep, you just named two components.
Name two out of the four of a homeowner's policy. So a traditional home policy, name two parts of that policy that it would consist of.
I should cover the house.
Okay.
Dwelling is one.
And the property inside, the household goods.
Nice job. Nice job.
Ah,
very
yeah.
Well. Yep. So
I saw Lori whisper that answer in your ear.
Well, Jenny, we have concluded this year's Fair Questions at the Fair. How do you think it went?
I think it went well. We met a lot of great people. They answered a lot of good questions. We gave out some t-shirts.
We got some propaganda out there of America Insurance. Yep,
absolutely.
That's for sure. So,
yep.
You know, the one thing every time I do this every year at the fair, I just realize how great people are, you know. There are some really great people out there. And when you go to the fair, and then not everybody that we interview are our clients, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's just some great people.
Yes, there are.
You know, and so I think sometimes we listen to the news and we think everybody's bad people.
And negative, right?
And negative. And
yep.
You know what? We have found that that's not true, right?
That is absolutely not true. Everybody that we talked to was kind and warm and welcoming and
really
we
neat.
Had a good time.
Yeah. Well, this is the wrap. And Jenny, I want to say thank you for helping me out doing this. And let's, you know, try to do this again next year again.
Absolutely. 139th.
The 139th.
Yeah.
Six best days of summer.
Six best days of summer.
All right. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.